Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
We are back live on Chip Chat. I'm Allison Klein, and we're coming to you live from the Intel Developer Forum in San Francisco. We've got our next guest with us, and I will introduce him in a moment. I wanted to remind the audience once again that we are giving away copies of Vintage Tomorrows, a book about steampunk and how steampunk has influenced our folks in the Intel labs on the use of technology and what people are looking for in technology. It's written by Intel futurist Brian Johnson. If you're interested in a copy, please DM me or tweet me at TechAllison, TechAllyson, and I'd be happy to get you a copy. But without further ado, I'd like to introduce you to our next guest, Tiki Tucker, Intel Fellow, Director of Platform Architecture in MCG. Welcome.
Thank you.
So, Tiki, you've been on the program before. You know, I think that everybody knows that you are extremely influential on the delivery of our mobile platforms. You just completed your tech insight that I want to talk to you about. But why don't you introduce yourself and your role at Intel and what you've been working on?
So I'll just go back, only to the last 8 years, because that's kind of been the journey for the out of my 20 years, which has been most challenging, which has been really driving the Intel architecture into the mobile platform. What you're seeing now and what I'm really excited about is we're beginning to see a set of cadence from Intel delivering mobile platforms, starting with Clover Trail last year, Clover Trail Plus coming this year, and now Bay Trail. We're beginning to see a lot of different mobile platforms happening. And as Herman pointed out this morning, you know, we have more to come as well.
So Herman's keynote was, I think it was like a you know, almost like a cacophony of great moments and exciting news, really centered around Bay Trail. But why don't you tell the audience, what is Bay Trail and why is it so exciting in terms of a milestone for mobile and IA?
So, good. And I think I want to just kind of just recalling Herman's talk this morning. You know, I think he was better dressed than me. It was a much cooler dress with pink shirt and white shoes. So that was really cool. But I think what Herman talked about is really the thing I want to kind of just echo back, which is really Intel's bringing great platforms with, much higher performance than you've ever seen in a mobile form factor, and at a very competitive battery battery life by just bringing a new power management technology and such. But what is all this good for? It's really about delivering user experience, and the user experience that Herman showed today showed video editing. And previously would have to sit on a laptop and or a desktop to do those kinds of video editing. He talked about a great shopping experience on a tablet, which is not just putting a dress on a on an avatar, but to actually make the avatar come real and walk on a gang walk and show what it would look like, with somebody wearing that dress, and being able to do on a mobile platform is awesome. So those are the kind of things that really what we're trying to bring to users. And behind that, making all of that happen is really the Intel technology. It's the Intel process technology that allows us to pack, the same footprint as we had last year. Roughly twice number of transistors. So what do they do? They do better graphics. They do better web browsing. They do better media, delivering HD media at 60 frames per second instead of 30 frames per second. So it's all driven to really drive a better user experience.
Obviously, you've talked about 8 years on this mobile journey and one of the things that I was thinking about this morning and considering this interview is, what does it take for you and your team to take a look into the future and say, these are the things that these mobile platforms are going to need, these are the technologies that we need to innovate? Can you tell us a little bit about that process?
Yeah, actually, it's a good thing you're bringing up, and I just spent about four weeks ago, we did a little bit of brainstorming and saying, okay, let's think about, you know, the next 5 years now, and where do we want technologies to go? And we brainstorm along the lines of, you know, what are the experiences that are going to really improve people's life, right? If you look at, in the past, what improves people's lives? Well, the mobile email was one of those things that was a breakthrough. The mobile browsing was a breakthrough, you know, being able to do it on your mobile devices. You remember the ugly web browsers we used to have. And now we can do a full browsing experience on mobile devices. And that completely changed people's lives. Taking photos and sharing instantly made a big difference. I'll just give you my own personal experience. I was supposed to travel with my wife to China, and we're supposed to stay in this hotel together, and because of family emergency, she couldn't travel with me. And I went to lunch at lunch on one of the weekends, and they had a brunch, and they had some local entertainment, you know, which was, and they brought an opera singer who was singing one of the most beautiful arias, and I said, I wish my wife was here. So I had my tablet, which I had taken for lunch, and I opened it up and called her. It was still about 10 p.m. in the U.S., and shared, you know, right there, you know, connecting through Wi-Fi in that moment. And she was able to experience the same thing I was able to experience, and show this beautiful Chinese lady singing, you know, a nice opera in a classical song. These are things that, you know, completely change, you know, how we share things, how we do things.
How we connect.
How we connect. Mm-hmm. Last weekend, you know, I had Andy Roddick, and I was watching U.S. Open, and Andy Roddick came into our booth, and we were able to share this instantly with our friends, and who were, you know, incredibly jealous. You know, mm-hmm. We posted the photo on the Facebook with Andy Roddick, you know.
Well, Tiki, you get around. You're China opera singers, right. Andy Roddick at the U.S. Open. I'm jealous. Right. You know, I think that one of the things that I was thinking about is we love all these features as users of the devices, but as the developer of the technology that drives it, it seems like being able to integrate more and more capabilities into that small form factor and into that power footprint is what's critical. And so when you're talking about that, you know, what's the next 5 years, where's that intersect of like, this is what we want to deliver, and this is where Moore's Law is going to take us?
Right. So, as you know, what are the things we're going to see in the next 5 years? You're going to see a lot of wearable computers. You know, I'm wearing one of them, Nike Fuel Band. Proud of it from being Portland and Nike. But the thing is that you're going to see a lot of these kinds of devices, ingestible computers, which is what, you know, Renee was talking in her keynote.
It's Fantastic Voyage, right?
Yeah. And so some of us are young enough to remember Fantastic Voyage movie, you know, but these are things that are going to dramatically change how we see, you know, mobile computing in the next generation. All of these devices need to connect to internet, and you're not going to put modems inside ingestible computers and inside your, wristbands and stuff. But somehow we need to still provide a full user experience. And so what are the kind of things that are going to happen is, you know, and I care a lot about the, for example, better healthcare or better living, you know, for myself. And I, one of the things that I got the Fuel Band was because I was sitting too much at Intel meetings and stuff, and I wasn't getting around, and I wasn't, you know, I wasn't
healthy. So you want to
monitor
your steps.
Right. So today I monitor steps and stuff. What's the future tell us? Well, in future, you know, I want the thing device to wake me up and say, get up, you know, do things, you know, or tell me a lot about my health, you know, than it does today. But that means it has to be connected, it has to work seamlessly, it has to provide the same experience, providing elderly care through ingestible computers, releasing medicines on time because they're not capable of taking those. All of those things have to be end-to-end services, end-to-end experiences have to work with your phone. The ingestible computers will have a patch outside the body that will communicate with the mobile devices. And all of these things have to be seamlessly working together. And so as you look at the future, you'll be covered with these mobile devices, you know, and being, you know, delivering a better experience for the person, you know, better health, you know, health, better lifestyle, etc.
What are the key technologies that we're working on and have worked on in Bay Trail to make all of this happen? I mean, is it just compute or is it connectivity?
It's all of those things. And there is, I mean, again, I think, again, just reminding people what Herman showed this morning. Herman showed, you know, that CPU cores, which is what we used to do, is just one component out of the Bay Trail. And I think if you take something like a typical, you know, SoCs, the CPUs are about 10%. It's right. All the other stuff. It's better graphics. It's better video capability. Better camera. I mean, all of us use cameras today, you know, and Intel's spending a lot of energy in developing technologies. If it computes, we can do it, right? So better camera, better video, better media capability, and don't forget the connectivity. Without the LTE, without the next generation, you know, the next category of LTE support, we cannot provide those seamless services and stuff. We need to provide body networks and all of those things. So Bay Trail combines, you know, a lot of the technologies that we talked about, better media, better camera, better graphics, better video, better I/O, so we can do faster syncs. You know, it has USB 3, for goodness sakes. You know, we, you know, in a tablet that wasn't even heard of, that we can provide those class of technologies and stuff.
Well, Tiki, when I was watching the keynote today, I you know, as a user of computing, I was excited. You know, the new kinds of capabilities that you guys are delivering with your platforms are just phenomenal, and the desire to have one is incredibly strong. You know, I saw the audience just light up at some of those demonstrations of what you guys have been able to do. I want to thank you for being on the program today. It was a short interview, but great to catch up with you at IDF. I know that you've got a really busy schedule, so we're going to let you go back to your meetings, but thank you so much for being on.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me on.